So now you call my number. Just you pretend. And the morning comes and you decide. You leave me behind. 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 You leave me. Lying back by myself.
Hello, hello, hello. Sorry for the abrupt cutoff. I was trying to fade it out. Did not know the channels properly. But yeah, we're back another week on the Silica Gel Slop Hour, you know. Every 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tusk Reform Radio. Gotta say that. Can't forget to say it. That's important. But we're back again. It's me. It's Dan. We're back. Another episode of the Silica Gel Slop Hour. As we always have at this wonderful time of the night. We have a pretty nice set list. I kind of like the set list we have, you know. Keeping it very, somber and synthy, I'd say, you know. I usually don't have a theme. I usually try to keep it, you know, freeform, or as freeform as possible, rather. But, you know, I'm feeling thematic today, so I'm gonna, focus on a particular vibe, and I'm gonna try to curate that vibe. So what we have first is, everyone knows Slow Dive. Everyone knows who Slow Dive are at this point, you know. I can't pretend to be niche for listening to Slow Dive, because everyone loves Slow Dive, you know, they're great. This is a Slow Dive demo. This is one of the demos they did when they were recording Souvlaki, right? The main guy, he got really super depressed and he locked himself in a room with a 4-track and stuff. And he recorded all these demos, and then the label said, these are terrible, we can't release these. But they're actually amazing. They're not on streaming, unfortunately. They really should be. But they didn't get released officially, but they're amazing. Basically a whole new album in here that's amazing. Anyways, I'm going to stop saying amazing. I'm going to actually play it. This is Summer's Day by Slow Dive. Please enjoy.
summer's day. I'll drive away on your summer's day.
Summer's Day, Slow Dive. Wonderful, amazing, beautiful, lo-fi. Love the little open harmonic stuff they do there. It's beautiful. Anyways, next. I've played a decent amount of Japan on my shows, but only really Tin Drum, because I think Tin Drum, is Tin Drum. But I've been listening to some of their earlier albums a lot this week, especially Gentlemen Take Polaroids. Great record. I'm going to play a track off Gentlemen Take Polaroids. Swing. Catchy. Some really sick, beautiful arrangements, percussion, synth, whatever. It's all there. Everything you could ever want's there. And that's why it's a great track. We got David Sylvan doing a little Brian Ferry impression. That's all you need, really. So I'm going to play it. Swing, Japan. Please enjoy. Swing. what a tune, you know. If you're hearing it here, of course it's a tune, you know. But, anyways, I digress. What do we have next? What do we have next? We got some Cleaners from Venus next, you know. Keeping it with the theme. Not really... I don't know. Keeping it with a vibe, rather. Not theme. Theme's the wrong word. But yeah, Cleaners from Venus, you know. Some classic lo-fi stuff from the 80s, basically. Ariel Stink. John Stupid, parentheses, Mouse. You know, they wouldn't be here without these Cleaners from Venus fellas. So, you know. Well, and regardless, they're just a great band. Great track. Only a Shadow from their record, Midnight Cleaners, coming up. I'm just going to stop embarrassing myself on air and play the song, because it's a great song. So enjoy. Proper music, that is proper tune. Let's go. What we got next? We got Sad Lovers and Giants next. Are we excited for the World Cup? Who we think are going to win the World Cup? Who we got? You know, I'm rooting for England until they inevitably lose, and I think I'm going to go to Brazil. Brazil or Argentina, I think, you know, it's going to be one of them. And Brazil have more Arsenal players, so I'm going to Brazil rather than Argentina. But really, or Senegal, you know. I hope Senegal win for the vibes. Anyways, that was completely unrelated to anything. What do we have next? Similar vein to the last track, we got Clint by Sad Lovers and Giants. This was a band that I've discovered recently, you know. Early 80s, British, sad, melancholic, but kind of happy synth stuff, you know. And yeah, it's just really nice track. Really enjoy it. We're going to hear it right now in the studio and on the airwaves. So come on. Let's go. What a song. We got another classic, got another certified slapper coming up. We got, many would call this city pop, you know, and it, one could argue about the validity of the city pop categorization. I think it's a bit silly, and I have many thoughts on the concept of city pop that I won't go into now, because this is a radio show and you're here to listen to music, not me speak. But this is probably my favorite record in that category that people assign to this. It's Orient by Hiroshi Sato from 1979. This is an absolute treat. One of the greatest pop albums, I think. At least one of the greatest synth pop albums I've ever listened to. It's perfect, you know. Spinatron doesn't have the info on this, so you can't see the album cover on the WMFO website when I play it, unfortunately. But, you know, beautiful. Look at the album. Look up the album cover for Hiroshi Sato Orient while you're listening to this, because it really adds a lot to the music. And yeah, so I'm just going to get into the music now. What a record. What a song. This track's called Monkey King. At least I think, you know. All of the titles are in kanji, so this is the translation that I see in, like, the YouTube comments and whatnot. Great track, though. I'm going to get into it. Please enjoy. I love fade-outs. Put a fade-out on a track. Well, you know, doesn't make it good, you know, but it's awesome. Anyways, put some beautiful vinyl crackle on that. I wasn't playing that live on a vinyl. I have the technology here, but I choose not to learn it. That was a YouTube rip. unfortunately. Anyways, next, more classics up next, because you only get classics on here. We got OMD, some classic OMD, you know. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, as a proper nomenclature. You know, some of the greatest synth pop dudes of all time, you know. This is from their best album, I think. I'm gonna keep saying, you know, best for everything I play, because I only play the best. This is what am I even saying? Yes, this is International from their 1981 record, Dazzle Ships, which is their best album, which is might be the best synth pop album of all time. I'm not gonna say definitively, but it's entirely possible that Dazzle Ships by OMD is the greatest synth pop album record of all time. So I'm going to play International from that record, because it's really good, and I want to listen to it, so you're going to listen to it. And that's how it works. Let's go.
The Youth Anti-Imperialist Tribune was also addressed by a young girl from Nicaragua, whose hands had been cut off at the wrists by the former Somoza guards. Veronica Merkel of the German Federal Republic had this to say.
Also, ich habe eine Ausbildung gemacht als Industriekaufmann und wurde nach der Ausbildung nicht übernommen. Ich habe also eine abgeschlossene Berufsausbildung. Und so wie mir geht es nicht.
Eine
What a tune, what a record, you know. Love a good Cold War concept synth pop album, you know. I wasn't alive then, but probably went hard then. Goes harder now. Harder? Not sure. But what am I even saying? Well, this is a little divergence from that, you know. This is me veering off the synth pop path right here. Because when I was making this playlist, I noticed the date. November 16th. It's not November 16th anymore, obviously, because midnight has passed, because my show's at midnight, so now it's the 17th. But it was the 16th, so I said, hey, this is a song with November 16th in the name, so I might as well play it, because, you know, November 16th. But it's not November 16th anymore, so gotta keep that in mind. But if it were November 16th, imagine how hard this would go if I were playing it on air. The song's, of course, A New Holiday, parentheses November 16th, by Carissa's Weird. Weird spelled with I-E. To highlight the weirdness, you know. Classic little indie, slowcore, whatever, makes you miserable track. That's what we're about here, you know. Great song, great band, great album. Short, too, importantly. So let's hear it. A New Holiday, November 16th. Chris is Weird. Yeah, awesome. Another dramatic divergence coming up. I found out that today, not today, yesterday, November 16th, was the 20th anniversary of DJ Screw's passing. If you don't know who DJ Screw is, probably one of the most influential, important artists of the last 30 years, you know. Regardless what you think of the man's music, cannot be matched what he's done. For music, you know. He was a producer primarily. He didn't rap, he was a producer. Very much the Phil Spector or, you know, like one of those dub guys. Like Lee Scratch Perry. Lee Scratch Perry, perfect analogy. Lee Scratch Perry of hip-hop in the best way possible. Houston, insane production, you know. Anyways, I'm just going to go into it. This is one of his classics, Sailin' Da South from his classic 1996 record, 3 in the Morning, Part 2. Perfect, you know, for late nights like this, I suppose. Just sitting back, experiencing real, good, raw music. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Damn. 3 in the morning. Still going down. What's up, H-Town? Southside. Know what I'm saying? Just screwing here, hollering at my G's and players. Know what I'm saying? Pauline drinking syrup. What's up?
This is Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country, yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way? Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote. Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
I agree. Anyways. Yeah, DJ Screw. What a guy, what a legend. Rest in peace. Up next, classic, going back. Synth-oriented. This isn't sad and somber, though. This is very, more upbeat, I'd say. It's Pet Shop Boys, you know? Classic. Who doesn't love the Pet Shop Boys? I know I love the Pet Shop Boys. This might be my favorite Pet Shop Boys song. It's Domino Dancing off of Introspection. Really fantastic. I don't want to run out of time here, and it's a long song, so I'm just going to play it. Please enjoy. Better enjoy. Let's go.
All day, all day.
when we fought, I was to blame. Now I know you play a different game. I've watched you dance with danger, still wanting more. Add another number to the score. Are you just a bad loser?
What a song, you know. Keep playing the background there. Got this, like, those, like, salsa pianos on there, too. Amazing. Perfect. They really went off with that one, you know. That's all I can say. What next? Well, a little different. You know, I love You Know. Playing Brian You Know next. Might be the greatest to ever do it. And when I say, like, greatest to ever do it, like, I mean the greatest to ever do it, you know. Because it's Brian You Know. What else can I say? I could say a lot, but I won't go into that right now. What I will go into is a little track he has off a little album, you may have heard of it, Another Green World. You know, what a record that is. One of the greatest of all time. And I've said that a lot. I think I've said that a lot on the show. But I really do mean it with this one. I really do mean it when I say that Another Green World is one of the greatest of all time. Might not even be my favorite Brian Eno record, too. You know, that's how amazing he is. That's how, quote-unquote, goated he was, you know. Was, I mean, still is. He's still alive. Regardless, anyways, I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to go into a little track he has here called Golden Hours. What a song this is, you know. What else can I say? I'm just going to play it. So please, Enjoy. Brian Eno, Golden Hours, Another Green World, 1975. Let's go. What can I say, you know? What can I say? A little jarring cutoff, but, you know. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Closing off. Well, closing out now. You've been listening to the Silicajou Slop Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Closing out. How else could I close out today but with New Order? Love New Order. One of the best, one of the greatest to ever do it, you know. Wearing my New Order sweatshirt right now, actually repping them in the studio, and I'm about to rep them further as I play them on the airwaves. Perfect closeout track right here, Face Up, from their 85 record, Low Life, best album, I think, IMO. But yeah, you know, great song, great tune, great album, great band. Play it, enjoy, and stay tuned for the next show. Anyways, goodbye. See you all next week.
Take a turn.